Do you recall luminous system mind brightly shining? And so at its core, at its essence, that's what is so. And I think everyone who's here, maybe except one person, was at the 3-day online retreat. And there are many ways that luminous can be experienced, including clarity and not a visual light and all of that. Luminous is the mind brightly shining. So we sit with that for a moment, and even keep your eyes open and wherever you're sitting. I'm in a hotel room. So where are you sitting? The sharpness and clarity of everything that you do visually see, the distinction of whatever you hear, the experience of breathing, it's again distinct sharpness. Oh, I'm breathing. The feeling of your body to the whatever it's contacting, again, very clear. So clear is a synonym for luminous in this regard, again, because it doesn't have to be, and in a lot of cases is not about the visual luminous, you know, luminosity. And so as you're sitting with those examples in mind, luminous is the mind brightly shining. Just take note of all the different ways that that is manifesting and expressing right now. And somewhere in your mind, take note that what we are identifying is fundamentally of the dense physical plane. So it's only within that very small bandwidth of our total experience right now. For instance, if you're feeling at ease or peace, or if you're feeling, you know, there's something that I'll have to attend to as soon as meditation is over. Not only the feeling to have it, the acuteness of it, that you can discern that and name it, that it's distinct from some other feeling. That also is part of luminosity. And it's not that far removed from dense. So again, it's still within a small, not as a pejorative word, but it's within a small bandwidth of your total experience right now, of your total beingness right now. Luminous is the mind, brightly shining. And as we shift into a more trained, meditative asana, inner and outer, so it might be eyes closed, might still be eyes open. Luminous is the mind, brightly shining. Maybe more of the luminous, more of the scintillating, more, if you close your eyes, it might be that there is a visual brightness or that feeling of acute clarity. And if we feel our heart, if we switch our attention to a heart, and therefore the heart of the mind, the heart of awareness, luminous as the mind, brightly shining. Maybe more or different qualities. A part of your experience will come forefront. And if, due to training, practice, an ease, a settling, has settled in, luminous now is expressing as the continuity, as the evenness, the settled is even, tranquil. And if serenity is a word that applies for you and your experience, serenity is like a combination, isn't it, of smooth, tranquil, even, and bright. Again, it doesn't have to be visual, but the energy, brightness is there. And so one of the things that is always worth noting is the union of Shamatha and Vipassana. In other words, the union of when we allow Shamatha, when we allow, when we are quiet. Something fresh or unrecognized before, unnoticed, can be noticed, can be experienced for its freshness, for being there, for being part of our experience. And that fact is what's behind all the teachings of reminding us to notice when we are distracted, to notice when going through our day, we are actually in a, if we are in a state of mindlessness or a robotic way, or emotions driving without stopping and questioning what's really going on. What is that emotion, what I'm feeling? How did that one arise? What triggered that? And the only way to really get an answer is to just pause for a moment, smile, take a long, slow, deep breath. So luminous is the mind, brightly shining. Breath, long and slow and deep. Simply being present. At ease. And alert. Unpointed, therefore present, not efforting, but also not distracted. Find that sweet spot, that middle. And soften and open to your own presence and present awareness. We soften and open to being. And presence is always radiating another manifestation of luminosity, dynamism, always radiating. Pouring into the world, into your environments, into your space. Thank you. present. All of this peace and ease is present. It might be underneath other things, other emotions, other thoughts, but it is present. It doesn't go away. Emotions and thoughts come and go. They are circumstantial. Beingness, awareness mind, it doesn't come and go. We come and go from it. We get beside ourselves. But our experience is that it's always here when we settle, when we are present. How wondrous. When we come home, maybe that's why it always feels good to come home. Because of presence. That it's our experience innately. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath and pause. Just pause, open space. Love you all. Create your day.